At the time, Jesus answered, I give praise to you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the childlike. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden light. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Fourth graders, you brave souls, we're so happy you're here back at Mass. Wish your friends can join us next week, hopefully. But I want to say, you guys were very meek today. By show of hands, who here has ridden a horse before? Well, that's pretty good. Oh my goodness. I have not. You've beaten me. Now, are horses pretty small? Are they strong creatures? They're pretty strong. When someone's training a horse, they start them young, and as they get bigger and bigger, they do something called meeking a horse. If you let the horse just go wherever it wants, it's going to be wild, and its strength will be dangerous and hurt people. But you don't want the horse to be weak either. You want to train them, you want to feed them well. So they meek a horse. They have a rider sit on top of it and train it how to be meek, how to respond whenever it whips the saddle or anything, whips the reins. Meek is not weak. Jesus says in the gospel today, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Meekness is like a horse that's super strong, but doesn't move until its master tells it to. Jesus is just like that. If he had to, he wasn't afraid to flip tables in the temple. But at the same time, he was gentle and kind with the poor. We have to learn how to use our strength when it's called for. Of course, we have to be gentle sometimes, but sometimes if someone's being hurt on the playground, we have to be brave and speak up for someone. Meekness is knowing we're strong, but knowing when to use that strength. It's a good lesson to learn, because if we're just wild in a classroom, that's hurting other people, hurting their ability to learn, maybe even hurting people physically. But also, Jesus doesn't want us to be weak. He wants us to be strong, but know when to use that strength. I think the secret is the heart of Jesus. Jesus' heart for each of us, we can't possibly know the length, the breadth, the width, the distance of knowing the height of Jesus' love for us. The great abyss, it's incalculable just how much Jesus loves you. And so response, we want to love him back. But to do that, we have to be meek. Jesus, I want to love you so much. I want to love my neighbor and you in them. Teach me how to be meek. And if Jesus sees that we want to love others well, he'll give us his heart. I don't know how to do it. It's challenging. It's complicated. No, when am I supposed to be strong? When am I supposed to be gentle? Lord, I want to be meek. Teach me. If we say that prayer to Jesus, he'll give us his own heart, which is meek and lowly. And he'll love other people in us. So my fourth grader friends, our spiritual exercise today is simply, Jesus, give me your heart. We don't need to figure it all out. Jesus can do that for us. Jesus, give me your heart.